What's going on? This is Travoy Pointer, and I am too excited to introduce my first podcast under the Apple iTunes podcast, team. I'm so excited, man. Apple is such a valuable brand. It's actually my favorite brand in the entire world, basically because of what Steve Jobs has been able to do with the Apple brand before he left us in the world here. And man, it touches me. He's the guy that kind of turned my mindset and restructured my brain on business and marketing and consumers and people. So you can tell by his work that he truly cared about people, So that's definitely why it's such a great opportunity to be a part of the Apple iTunes team. So that's what it is. This is the first podcast on the Apple lineup, and this is going to be a great introduction. And yeah, I look forward to doing plenty more of these podcasts. So who am I? My name is Travoy Pointer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm born and raised in Dallas, Texas. I spent 4 years in New York for college, and I am excited. New York was amazing. It changed my entire life. And what inspires me, other than the New York City skyline, I can literally walk down the New York City streets and it inspires the crap out of me. But people inspire me. Understand that people, we're humans. We love, we hate, we're angry. We're all trying to get something accomplished for the most part. And most of the time, we're trying to take care of our families, right? We're trying to take care of our families and improve our lives and do great things and have achievements and leave legacies behind, right? Sometimes these legacies are limited by kind of what we consume. And then some people kind of get it. They leave legacies behind because they are able to actually do it. And they remove those limiting beliefs. And that's kind of where I come into play. I want to uncover the limiting beliefs of people, right? So I'm an entrepreneur. Real estate investing is what I'm also starting to get into. I'm going to write books here. Starting audio courses and, getting on the podcast and also even motivational speaking. So I'm going to create this entire personal brand, and my main goal is to serve individuals here. Why am I here? The people that I want to serve are the ones who really want to hit that peak, right? The people who really want to do something and, again, remove those limiting beliefs. I think that the people who are on the celebrities, the actors and entertainers and the most popular people in the world, I think for the most part, we catch them at their peak. We catch them when, when things are going great and going well. And, we kind of do not understand what they had to go through to get to those certain points, right? So we watch these people on television or we may meet them in person to get the opportunity to meet them in person one day, and we're just in awe, like, oh my God, I've met Jay-Z before, it was kind of crazy. I've met Kanye West before, it was kind of crazy, right? You're just like, oh my God, da, da, da. These amazing people are right in front of me. So, after you do all that, then you go back home and you're like, damn, how do I get there? How can I do something that significant and impact my family and impact the world and add value, right? So that's where I come in. I believe that every person has an opportunity to do something great. You don't have to be the best basketball player. You don't have to be the best scientist or the best professor, etc. You can be whatever you or desire to be and just be the best at that, and your success is defined differently from everybody else's. Here's the deal. I can relate. I can actually relate. The reason why I'm eligible to have this conversation with you is because I can relate. I'm on a mission myself, right? My mission is to change the trajectory of my family. I didn't grow into wealth. I didn't grow into a lot of information. I didn't grow into a huge network. Opportunities aren't flying, around. Opportunities aren't flying around now. I create every opportunity that I've ever had myself. I understand the importance of people. I understand the importance of building great relationships with people. I understand the importance of doing great work and trying to add value. If you give, you're going to receive, right? Not even worrying about receiving. Just give. Just give all you can and do what you love, and it will come back tenfold. So that's my mission. My mission is to walk my journey to inspire people to walk their own journey and be as great as possible. That's what this truly is about. I want, when you're 75, when you're sitting down at the cafe at the age of 75, you look up and you say, wow, I really appreciate what I've been able to do. And Travoy helped me. He helped me by being himself, going after it, you know, taking that fear and saying, I'm going to hit that fear right back in the face and just going all in. I want to be the person that inspired you to do that. This is why I created the concept, the happy underdog. What is the happy underdog, right? Who's happy being an underdog? No one should be happy being an underdog. I want to be the top dog. I want to walk into the building and everybody loves who I am, right? Look at Kevin Hart, you know? Look at Jim Carrey. You know, these guys were always, they weren't always the top dog in the building. They were underdog at some point, right? The underdog phase is the most important phase that anyone of success will go through. The underdog stage is filled with everything. It's the most exciting part. Trust me, I understand. And I know. I'm living it every day. The underdog phase is filled with joy, pain, all types of emotions, anger, resentment, beautifulness, you know, happiness, abundance, scarcity. It really truly includes each and every emotion that you can ever pull out, you know, because you're pushing for something. You got to build your business. You got to build yourself. You got to build your surroundings. You got to understand these concepts that have never been explained to you before. And then go with it and still survive. You know, circumstances come that that may distract you, that may, you know, push you. You have to continue to just build something and trust the fact that one day it's all going to work out. Your faith in, you know, whatever spiritual beliefs you have. You have to truly put all these concepts together and go on the path. And when you truly commit to that path and go all in, you become happy with the process. And then you become a happy underdog, right? I am a happy underdog. That's soon going to be a top dog one day, you know, in my eyes. But you know, this stage, the happy underdog stage, is very important. And when you become happy in this phase, that's when you truly accelerate your process to greatness. My favorite quote, I feel like I'm the one that coined it. I'm pretty sure other people have used this phrase before, but I feel like I've coined it in this fashion. My favorite quote is, fall in love with progression. Again, fall in love with progression. I think when a person falls in love with progression, again, it accelerates. Same concept as a happy underdog, right? There's a progression with everything. There's a process with every single thing that we do. If you fall in love with that progression, with that process, you're not worried about the external things, right? Of course, we want to settle in and, you know, be financially free and, you know, have our business be recognized by millions of people and do all these great things, travel. And, you know, we all have Instagram. We all see what's going on around here. Of course, we all want to do these things, right? But how do you get there? What's the process? We don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about the hard work enough and the grind and the work ethic that you have to have, the person you have to be, the people you have to come in contact with. Those are the most important things. We got to start to have dialogue about that. And that's why I created the Happy Underdog. And I hope you guys get something from this. I'm going to have guests on here, not all the time, but occasionally I'll bring on guests to allow them to discuss where they are. You know, and these are people who are on the same journey, on the same path. And they're going to discuss what they're doing in their lives right now, the difficulties, the challenges, the great things that happen. You know, oh man, I just found out this and that. You know, it's going to help me boost my career. We want to talk about the whole nine and really get people to understand, our listeners and viewers, to understand that, you know, this is a process, and you cannot just jump from A to Z. There are 24 letters in between that. Okay? So there you have it. The happy underdog. That's why I created it. I'm very passionate about this. My goal is to reach millions and millions and millions of people, you know, now, you know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. You know what I'm saying? I really want to reach people and help them uncover and unlock their greatness. I need your help. You know, if you comment, share, talk about this, whatever you receive from this information that I'm putting out, this content that I'm governing and putting out for the world, let people know. Let them know they're great. You understand yourself that you are great every single second of the day. And it's challenging. It's hard. My coach here, I have a coach that recently told me, he was straightforward about it, and I respected everything he said. He said, listen, Travoy, every day you wake up, if you don't understand that there are going to be challenges in front of you every single day, you already are behind the eight ball. Expect them, embrace them, anticipate them. You got to focus on your response, right? And that's my response to that. You have to focus on how you're going to respond to these challenges every single day, right? There's a bigger picture. You have a mission that you got to get on. You have goals that you have to get. I have a son. My goal is to make sure that my son has a platform to do whatever the hell he wants to do. That is my mission. And I will die for that mission, right? Keep God first, spirituality, and my mission, take care of my family. That's the deal, right? I'm coming out with an audio course. It's going to be called The Shift. It is a three-part course that discusses core behaviors and the actions that it takes in order to have that huge, major breakthrough. I believe it's all mental. Everything is mental. It's 90% mental, 10% physical, and you got some luck in there, the whole nine. But it's all mental. When you change your mental trajectory, everything changes. If you can tap into why you are great, and why you believe in yourself, and why these things are going to happen, right? Mentally first, you can do anything. You can accomplish anything that you put your mind through. We all have to have a breakthrough in anything we want to attain, right? So I created The Shift, and it's going to be an hour and some change of content. It's going to be released here soon, and you know, I think it's the some of my best work. You know, some of my best work. I put a lot of energy into it, of trying to start with the core things that people have to start with first, you know, in order to get that breakthrough. And when someone finishes with this audio course, they're going to understand that they can do anything they want. They can accomplish anything they want to accomplish. The same thing that Will Smith did, the same thing that Denzel Washington did, the same thing Steve Jobs did, same thing Jim Carrey did. These guys had to have a mental shift at some point. It was not all natural. Some people get it. They truly do. And then some people have to adopt a certain type of mindset in order to take it to the next level, right? So, yes, I'm excited. The Happy Underdog. Hope you guys tune in, subscribe, please share, comment. Let me know what you guys think about the content. Please, I love talking to people. Always open to have a conversation with somebody because I'm learning too. I want to learn every single day. My next guest is one of my closest friends, my business partner. His name is True Def. He's a music artist out of the Dallas area. If you're a local of Dallas, he's from Pleasant Grove, right? This guy is one of the most talented individuals that I know. His music is great. Honestly, to be straightforward with you guys, I think he's gonna position himself in the same realm as a Jay-Z. You know, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. This guy is very talented. His music is impactful, and he's rising. You know, as we speak, as we sit down and talk. So I'm excited to have him next week. We're going to chat, sit down and kind of discuss, you know, what he's looking at right now, his perspective on the world, music industry, and really, really dive into his brain and kind of understand, you know, what allows him to go every day, his motor. So I'm excited to talk to him. I've been knowing this guy since 2004. So we have like 13-year friendship here going, and we're going to make sure that we help each other hit our missions and goals. So, alrighty, I appreciate you guys for listening. That is the Happy Underdog Podcast. My name is Travoy Poynter. Thanks for your ears. Go have a great day. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. Go kill it. Go crush it. I'll see you guys next week.